This morning, I just asked the Lord what to do. Do you know what he said for me to do today? And he knew, he always knows what he's doing. He never time that he's confused. He said, I want you to continue on the subject I gave you. I'm crucified with Christ. So some good things will happen to you today. Amen. What did that mean? We are going to go deeper, further. I want you to go ahead and put up Galatians 3:2:20. That's our text. That's our jump off scripture. That's the scripture we start on. I'm going to back up and reiterate some things for those of you. But if you want to get the full meaning of it, you just have to get the Wednesday night CD. I think we're still making CDs on CDs, DVDs. Have we got MP3? Have we won't gone there yet? But anyway, these messages, they are available, and we gotta make them. We are making them available to everybody. But if you can get that scripture up, and this is what it says in the King James: I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, and the life which I now live in the flesh, notice, the life which I now live where? In the flesh. So the life you're living now, you are living it in the flesh. Pinch yourself and say, I'm in there. I'm in the flesh. I live, how do I live it? I live by the faith of the Son of God. How do I live that? I live it by the faith of the Son of God. Why? Because I never seen God. I never seen Jesus. But yet I live this life because I believe it by faith. And the Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit that he's real on the inside of me. So I live it by the faith of the Son of God. What? Who loved me? What happened? He loved me and did what? Gave himself for me. So we're going to find out. We're going to find out. What did that mean? He gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now my pad have done something here, so just give me a minute to catch up with it. All right. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. All right. Crucified. Why was there a crucifixion? Young people. Everybody. Why was there a crucifixion? Why did Christ have to die? What was his purpose in dying? Was it a good reason? Was it necessary? What is crucifixion? Well, the Bible tells us that in the beginning, what happened? God created what? The heaven. And you read some translation, the King James said heaven, I believe I'm right. But you read other translation, it said heavens, which agree with what Paul said. God created the heavens and the earth. Then it says And the earth was what? The earth was without form and void. And darkness stood upon what? Face of the deep. And the Spirit of God did what? Move upon the face of the waters. I'm quoting King James. Some says he hovered. And while the Spirit of God was moving, like I said, some other translations say he hovered. Others say he was brewing, like a hen brew over her chicks. And while this was happening, God said, who? God said, let there be light. Wonder why did he say that? Evidently, darkness was around. How many of y'all can see real good in the dark? You don't need no light. You ever get up in the night, go into the bathroom, and hit your toe on something there, and you go, oh, Jesus, I pray this what you say. But the Bible says, and God said, this is the way the King James puts it, God said, let there be light. But if you go back to the original language, Hebrew, which the Old Testament was translated from the original Hebrew language, and it says it like this, and God said, light be. Because somebody somewhere had done something they shouldn't have done. And it affected the plant that God had created. Are y'all following me? Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, excuse me, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. Verse 5, God is light, right? Can y'all follow me now? God is what? God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. In him what? There's no darkness at all. So evidently, there was darkness around him, and God couldn't put up with darkness because he's not dark. He's not the one that's bring. Let me put it like this. When do you see most of the evil done? At night. And darkness represent who? Satan, the devil. Because he don't want you know what he's doing. But God is what? Light. And in him is no darkness at all. That's what John says. So when God created this heaven and earth, as you know and I know, then he said, and I'm not going to go through all those verses. If I do, you will be here all day. And I'm not going to do that. And then we'll get up in the morning. I'll still be here. And probably you will be asleep. Amen. But anyway, but in verse 26 of that same chapter, Genesis, God said again, because you go through that chapter, you go through that particular chapter, first chapter of Genesis, and you go through it, you'll find that after God said, let there be light, go on down a little further and say, God said, God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. And then you get down to verse 26, it says, and God said, let us make man. If y'all can, put that up.